Chapter 26. Jesse frowned when he saw the man Suit was pointing to on the screen. It was the little pot-bellied man with the shaggy beard, wearing a raincoat and hat, and seeming to look directly into the camera, then turning away just as quickly. "Yeah, Suit, he caught my eye, too. He's the right height, and he's got the narrow, sloped shoulders, but he's too heavy." Suit smiled that loose-mouthed smile of his. "Jesse, wait. Look at this." The images flashed by on the screen until the timestamp at the bottom right-hand corner indicated 23 minutes had passed since the little man appeared on screen. And there, coming out of the building that housed Gino Fish's offices, was that same man. But Jesse was unconvinced. "I've done this already, Suit. Given the time frame set by the ME for times of death, 42 people enter and leave the building through the front entrance. None of them is a perfect match for Peepers." But Suit was still smiling. "You never had to diet to lose weight, did you, Jesse?" "What are you getting at? Healy's going to be here in a few minutes." "Come on, Jesse, go with me on this, okay?" "No, I never really had to diet." Suit slapped his once sizable belly, smaller now since the shooting. "I've had to diet a few times, like in high school when I wrestled my junior year. And I've been on a few diets since. It ain't easy losing weight, I've heard." "Well, this guy in a raincoat, he's got a diet secret that could make him millions," Suit said. "Watch." Suit advanced the footage frame by frame until the man on the screen was no longer obscured by passers-by, light poles, or parking meters, and they could see his entire body. Jesse felt a jolt as he finally saw what he had missed before. He clapped Suit hard on his shoulder. "Now I know where that pillow came from."
"What pillow?"
Jesse said, "Under the receptionist's head. There was a ratty, stained pillow. Vinnie Morris swore up and down to me that Gino Fish would never have anything like that in his office. I guess he was right."
"So wait a second, Jesse. There's some stuff I don't get. Why would Peepers come to Paradise and risk shooting out tires like he was doing? You would have put it together. It was almost like he was hoping you would."
"Why? For the same reason he sent me the photo of Jen. To let me know he could hurt me, and how he could hurt me. He's a twisted little man who enjoys killing and inflicting pain. I think he wanted me to know he had decided the time was right for his revenge. It isn't enough for him to just kill."
"But then he just stopped?"
"Uh-huh."
"Why?
And why kill those people and the dog in Salem? They didn't do anything to him."
"Collateral damage," Jesse said. "For him, it was like swatting flies. They got in his way. Both of us know what happens when you get in his way."
Unconsciously, Suit rubbed his abdomen above where he was shot.
"See, this is where I get confused. If he wanted you to know he was coming for his revenge, then why go back to Salem to return the stolen car?"
"My guess? Things didn't go the way he planned in Boston with Gino Fish. So he had a change of strategy." Suit laughed without joy.
"What is it?"
"For a second there, Jesse, I thought you were going to say he had a change of heart, but he'd need a heart in the first place."
Jesse nodded, the smile on his face as empty as Suit's laughter.
That was when there was a knock on the pebbled glass of the office door, and Captain Healy stepped in. He was dressed for business in his favorite jacket.
"Well," Healy said, walking toward the desk to peer over Suit's shoulder.
"Suit, get the bottle and a cup out of my drawer for the captain."
"Why am I drinking, exactly?"
"To celebrate your retirement," Jesse said. "Time to put in your papers."
"So you found the little bastard?"
"Not me, Suit. He'll show you when you're ready."
Suit wasn't smiling now as he put the bottle of Tullamore Dew and the red plastic cup on Jesse's desk. None of them were smiling, each for his own reasons. But the moment weighed most heavily on Healy. No detective who had the job in his blood the way he did was ever really ready to put in his papers. He'd always figured the job would kill him before he had a chance to walk away from it. Yet here he was, bound by his promise, about to make it official. He supposed today was as good a day as any, and if it helped put an end to Mr. Peepers, he was good with it. He poured himself a drink, took it in a single swallow, and said, "Show me."